proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast. Beginning with this session, we will take a brief look at the Garden of Eden. Many people regard that location as a type of a paradise or utopia. That is to say, a place where man and nature live together in a fruitful, harmonious relationship, along with the animal life there. In this series, we'll look at what the Bible taught about the Garden of Eden. First, we consider its location. People have speculated about that location, and indeed the actual existence of the Garden of Eden as described in the Bible. Some people place the Garden of Eden in Jerusalem, near the location of the Temple Mount. Others put it at the head of the Persian Gulf, that place where the Tigris and Euphrates River converge. Others still place it in eastern Turkey, where the Tigris and Euphrates River have their origins. Others believe that the Garden of Eden lay within the Armenian Plateau. Indeed, some people believe that the Garden of Eden did not actually exist, but merely served as a metaphor for some idyllic place. From their perspective, the human race must exert itself to recreate that peaceful ambience that permeated the Garden of Eden. In this session, we'll try to define the location of the Garden of Eden and to describe its nature. We will use only the Bible verses pertaining to that discussion. The noun Eden itself may have derived from a Sumerian word that meant plain, P-L-A-I-N. The Hebrew term Eden, rendered as delights in 2 Samuel chapter 1, might serve as another possible origin for the term Eden. The second and third chapters of Genesis describe the Garden of Eden. According to the narrative contained in Genesis 2, quote, "The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed," unquote. The language of this verse suggests that the territory where the Garden of Eden was located had already existed, but that God added a garden to it as a means of sustaining human and animal life. The first geographical word pertaining to the location of the garden is the word eastward. The appearance of that adverb refuted belief in the concept of the Garden of Eden as some fictitious or metaphorical location. Moreover, the term eastward indicated that the Garden of Eden lay to the east of that area where God created Adam. After all, according to the biblical narrative, God had to place Adam in the Garden of Eden. The narrative in Genesis chapter 2 also implied that the existing climate at that time would allow vegetables and fruits to grow in that area. According to Genesis chapter 1, God had told Adam, quote, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree-yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat," unquote. Not until the ninth chapter of Genesis did God expand the human diet to include eating meat. The Garden of Eden did not require any external irrigation. At that time, according to the scriptures, quote, "They went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground," unquote. This is found in the second chapter of Genesis. Adam's task of tending the Garden of Eden did not require him to actually plow and irrigate. It only required him to harvest the crops that the soil already produced, and that God would provide the increase in the growth. Not until after Adam and Eve sinned did God decree that Adam was to get his fruit and vegetables by the sweat of his brow out of the ground. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.